Thank you.
谢谢。
It's great to be here.
今天荣幸能够来到这边。
Today we are going to talk about the way we should go.
今天我们要讲的主题是当行的道。
And the passage, one main passage was Proverbs 22, verse 6.
主要经文其中一个是在箴言二十二章。
It says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it."
教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。
Before we start, my wife and I should make it clear that we are neither perfect parents nor children educational experts.
在我们开始之前，我跟我的太太要首先声明一下，我们呢不是那个最完美的父母，我们呢也不是爱教育孩童的专家。
We lack wisdom, experience, and love when we teach our kids, and often have to pray to God for guidance.
我们呢是智慧其实不足，也没有经验，爱心也缺乏。当我们教养小孩的时候，常常我们都要跪下来求神赐给我们。给我们指导。
Yeah, worse still, we don't always have patience.
更糟糕的是呢，其实我们常常都没有耐心。
And we know there are a lot of parents among us who are dedicated to their children, and also many other brothers and sisters who are devoted to the children ministry at our church.
我知道在我们在座当中有许多的父母对儿女都是非常的付出非常的非常多的心血。那也知道在教会当中有许多父母都非常有爱心，在主日学当中教导其他我们所有的小孩。
I'm humbled by their devotion and dedication.
所以见到弟兄姐妹这样子的付出，其实我自己觉得都因为这样子让我更谦卑。
Furthermore, between the two of us, my wife Mavis deserves most of the credit for raising our kids.
但是要值得一提的呢，是在我们两个当中，我想我的太太是在教养孩童当中要得到更多的这个 credit 这个。
付出更多。Having said that, I still need to emphasize the importance of educating our kids.
但是说了一大堆，我还是要说呢，这个教养孩童呢是非常重要的。
And I literally think about it all the time since our daughter was born 9 years ago, and followed by our 7-year-old son and our 2-year-old son.
自从我的大女儿九年之前出生之后呢，我差不多每天都会想到教养孩子的这个事情。我们接下来有一个7岁的儿子，还有一个2岁的儿子。
So I'm compelled to share my thoughts about God's teaching on this issue.
所以我非常的想要跟大家分享我自己的一些看法。
As parents or Sunday school teachers and so on, we are involved deeply about the education of our children.
身为父母或者身为是这个儿童主日学的老师们，我们呢对孩子的教育呢都有非常多的影响。
Recently there is a debate on the so-called tiger mom.
这个最近呢我们常常听到有一些热烈的讨论关于这个虎妈的这个教养。
Today we'll start off with that.
我们来看虎妈怎么教养她的孩子呢。
So this is Amy Cha. She's a Yale Law School professor.
她这个 Amy Cha 呢，她是在耶鲁大学的法律系的教授。
She wrote an article called "Why Chinese Moms Are Superior."
所以她写了一个文章，发表说为什么中国的母亲呢是比较优越的。
She said, "Here are some things that." Her daughters, Sophia and Lucia, were never allowed to do.
他说呢，他写了，他说接下来这几样呢，我跟大家分享，是我两个女儿永远的我都不准许他们做的事情。
They were not allowed to attend a sleepover.
他们不可以到朋友家过夜。
Have a play date.
也不可以去朋友家玩。
Be in a school play.
也不可以参加学校的话剧表演。
Complain about not being able to be in a school play.
也不可以那个抱怨说为什么不可以参加学校的话剧表演。
Watch TV or play computer games.
不可以看电视，也不可以玩电动玩具。
Choose their own extracurricular activities.
自己选择想要参加什么课外活动。
Get any grade less than an A.
也不可以拿比 A 更差的成绩。
Not be number one student in every subject except for gym and drama.
也不可以在任何一个项目当中都一定是要第一名，但是除了体育跟戏剧之外没关系。
Play any instrument other than the piano or violin.
也不可以 不可以学习其他的这个音乐才艺，只可以学小提琴跟钢琴。
Or not play the piano or violin.
也不可以不学小提琴或钢琴。
So Cha became an instant celebrity overnight.
所以这个 Cha 这个人呢，这个教授他一夜之间就大大的出名。
Dwarfing all her previous accomplishments as a Yale Law School professor.
所以呢，比他已成为是耶鲁大学法律系的教授呢，还要更有成就。
She was quickly condemned by the mainstream media as being extreme and almost crazy.
但是呢，这个主流媒体呢，很快就指责她说她这个太极端了。
To be fair, she later said that she meant this to be provocative and to sell books.
但是其实要公平的来说呢，她后来自己也说，她写这个本来就是想要引起大家的争议。
And the book was meant to be more a memoir.Than a guidebook for how to teach your kids.
所以他写的这本书呢，关于教养孩童，他说只是我自己的回忆录，也不是说要怎么样的教导大家如何去教养你自己的孩子。
She also mellowed quite a bit afterwards.
所以后来之后呢，他的一些语调呢也变得比较缓和了。
In educating our children, we need to ask ourselves what the goal is in educating our kids.
所以当我们在教育儿童的时候，我们要想我们的目标是什么。
So what is the purpose?In educating the kids.
所以我们教养孩童的时候，目的是在哪里？
Is it to glorify ourselves?
是要荣耀我们自己吗？
Perhaps, you know, to fulfill our lifelong goal of going to Harvard.
所以呢，是不是我们自己想要去哈佛大学，就要让孩子也去呢？
Or to become a medical doctor?
还是当医生？
Or to help our kids to be well off and famous?
还是帮我们孩子能够赚钱又很有名气。
Or to take care of us when we are old.
或是让他们长大以后有办法可以照顾我们。
Or is it to glorify the children?
还是说要这个荣耀我们的孩子。
To show that they are very talented and to bring about all the potential.
所以呢，让大家都知道我们的孩子多么的有天分，然后我们也可以充分的发挥他们的潜能。
To let them to be competitive.
所以他们非常的竞争性。
Or to have other opportunities that we never had in learning piano, arts, sports, etc., etc.
或者是呢，给他们呢所有我们小时候都缺乏的这些机会，让他们尽量在体育艺术在学习上面呢都有各样的机会。
Now all these goals are good goals.
这些目标呢都是不错的目标。
But the overarching theme in the Bible is that we should be glorifying our God.
但是在圣经里面呢，还有一个更高的目标，就是要荣耀我们的神。
And the main purpose is to start the children the way they should go.
所以最主要的呢是就教导孩童使他们行当行的路。
As Christians, our purpose in educating our kids is to show them the way, so that they can make the right choice.
所以身为基督徒，我们教养小孩的主要目标呢，就是要给他们知道当行的道，所以他们自己可以做正确的选择。
When we start the children off the way they should go, that will serve them well in the long run.
那我们教养孩童使他们走正当行的路的时候，他们就可以自己走正当行的道。
And the target result is that even when they grow old, they will continue to walk on the same way that they should go.
所以最终的目标呢，就是希望他们长大的时候，他们走的道路呢，也是小时候他们学习的那个当行的道。
So children are influenced a lot by the environment and the popular culture.
但是孩童呢，被这个环境还有这个世界上社会上流行的这些文化呢，受到很大的影响。
From TV and internet, they learn about casual sex, materialistic culture, and instant gratification.
所以从电视或者从网上呢，他们学习到说这个在性方面呢是泛滥开放。然后呢，他们必须要追求物质主义，然后呢，必须要追求这个立即的这个满足。
Their peers may also have large influence, but sort of uncertain influence on our children.
他们的交往的朋友呢，对他们也是有很大的影响，而且这影响呢，我们不知道是什么。
Even at schools, the value they teach our kids may not be the same as our own values.
甚至于在学校所教导给孩童的价值观呢，跟我们自己的价值观也未必一样。
So teenage stars and celebrities are all getting into trouble. It's pretty amazing that they are role models to our kids.
我们可以知道说，这个青少年所崇拜的这些电视明星偶像呢，他们呢常常自己都做了一些很愚蠢的事情。那我们实在是不了解为什么他们还是这些孩童或者是青少年心目当中的偶像。
So this is Lindsay Cohen, Lohan, Kim Kardashian, and Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. In case we don't know them.
你如果不认识的话，这个就是他们的名字。
The Bible says the ultimate responsibility of educating our kids lie on the father and the mother.
圣经里面也说，最终必须负责教导孩子的呢是父亲跟母亲。
In our house, we actually don't watch TV at home.
在我们家里面呢，我们的孩子是不看电视的。
And the kids can only browse the web in the living room when we are around.
那孩子要上网的话呢，只能在客厅，在父母在旁边的时候才能上网。
If they want to learn something, they can Google it when one of us is around.
他们如果想要学习某一些知识的话呢，他们可以Google 看一下，但是必须父母在旁边。
They can also read books.
他们也可以看书。
Sometimes we watch movies as a family.
常常呢，我们就是家庭一起看个电影。
Like two Saturdays ago, we watched 101 Dalmatians.
那在两个星期之前，我们全家就一起看了这个101中狗。
That was fun.
很有趣。
But there was one part where the owners of the dog, Mr. and Mrs. Dealey, met each other for the first time.
但是中间有一幕呢，是这个狗的主人叫做 Mr. and Mrs. Dearly， 他们的第一次见面。
Now they fell in love on first sight.
他们一见钟情。
You know, and then they were enjoying the nice fireplace.
那晚上的时候，他们就在这个火炉前就享受在一起的时间。
They held each other and kind of fell down.
他们就拥抱，然后两个就躺下去了。
And I guess the unspoken message was that they had sex afterwards.
所以呢，在这个没有拍出来的这个讯息呢，是说他们接下来可能就发生了性关系了。
I guess you know by Hollywood standard it was quite mild.
所以按照这个好莱坞的这个标准来看呢，这个不算什么。
But it was promoting casual sex.
但是他其实在主张提倡这个泛滥的性行为。
And then at that point, I just told my kids, wait a second, it's very rare to have love in first sight.
那在这个时候，我赶快跟我的孩子说，这个其实很少见，人家一见钟情。
And then my daughter asked why, and I told her that, you know, you know your future spouse in a social setting, maybe at school, in church, and after a while, you get to know the person, and then you date before you want to get married.
那但是我女儿问我说，为什么没有一见钟情呢？我赶快告诉她说，通常你想要认识你的配偶的话，可能是在一个社交的场合或在教会当中，你们必须互相认识、交往一阵子，才考虑结婚的事情。
Such explanation is necessary to sort of like sort of correct the twisted value system that we receive from the popular culture.
所以常常这样的解释呢是必要的，因为小孩子常常在这个这个普及的这个文化当中呢，就学习到了这些不是很正确或者扭曲的一些价值观。
Mavis and I bought a Wii. We only have games that involve physical activity.
Mavis 跟我呢买了一个 Wii 这个游戏机，但是我们玩的呢都是只有跟运动有关的。
The original purpose was that we would.You know, have some exercise.
那本来的目的呢是让大人可以借由这个来运动。
And of course, you know, it turned out that our kids play it a lot more often than we do.
那最后呢，变成孩子们呢反而玩的比大人还更多。
Though not too much.
虽然他们玩的也不是很多。
One time my son was playing an Indiana Jones-like adventure game.
那有一次我的儿子在玩一个游戏呢，就好像这个历险记的这样子的一个游戏。
And he said that gave him a nightmare afterwards.
他说，晚上还让他做噩梦啊。
I was like, why?
我说为什么呢？
It turned out that the game went to a spot where the adventurer was trying to escape Egyptian mummy's tomb.
那个其中有一幕呢，原来是这个历险者呢，他必须要从埃及的金字塔这个坟墓当中呢要逃出来。
So the mummy, along with all these ghost-like, you know, sort of half human being, half ghost type of thing, were coming out to chase after him.
所以呢，这个木乃伊啊，或者是鬼啊，这些就跑出来要追，要抓这个冒险者。
And he had to run really, really fast before he can escape.
所以这个我的儿子呢，他必须真的要跑很快，他只能逃得出去。
He did get the exercise.
所以他运动量是不少。
But we very quickly disposed of the game afterwards.
那我们很快就把这个游戏扔了。
And told our kids that they were children of light, they didn't need to worry about darkness engulfing them.
那所以我们也告诉我们的孩子说，他们是光明之子，他们不需要担心这些邪恶的势力啊战胜他们。
It's no point to have nightmares over video games.
所以因为玩游戏机而导致晚上做噩梦，实在是很不值得。
We also don't watch horror movie at night.We don't watch horror movie, period.
我们也不看这个恐怖片。
Because that's glorifying the power of the devil.
因为这些骗子呢，他们是在荣耀这个撒旦的势力。
When we should be glorifying the Almighty God.
但是我们知道，我们其实是应该荣耀全能的神。
So the popular culture is trying to influence the value of our children, and it's important for parents to take this right back.
所以我们知道，在这个普及的流行的这个文化呢，在各样方面都想要这个影响我们的孩子。所以我们做父母的必须要知道，我们必须要拿回来我们教养孩子的这个权利。
Today we read a passage from the Deuteronomy that explains God's commandment to the Israelites when they were on their way to enter Canaan.
今天我们在生命记当中呢，读到神对以色列人的一些诫命都是在以色列人要进入迦南地之前的一些诫命。
At that point, Moses has already successfully brought out the Israelites from Egypt.
所以在那个时候呢，摩西已经成功的把以色列人从埃及当中带出来。
Passed the Red Sea.
过了红海。
Defeated various tribes and received manna every day.
他们也打败了许多的敌人，也天天有神赐玛拿给他们吃。
These Israelites have experienced God in a very clear and concrete way in their own lives.
那这些以色列人呢，他们经历神是非常的亲自的经历到神。
So at that point, Moses conveyed the message and command of God to them.
所以在那个时候呢，摩西他就把神的律例典章教导给他们。
God says, love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always.
摩西说，神说，你要爱耶和华你的神，常守他的吩咐、律例、典章、诫命。
Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, his majesty, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm.
你们今日当知道，我本不是和你们的儿女说话，因为他们不知道，也没有看见耶和华你们神的管教。
The signs he performed and the things that he did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to his whole country.
并他在埃及中向埃及王法老，及全地所行的神迹奇事。
What he did to the Egyptian army, to his horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they were pursuing you.
也没有看见他怎样带埃及的军兵车马，他们追赶你们的时候，耶和华怎样使红海水淹没他们，将他们灭绝，直到今日。
So, throughout this passage, Moses just repeated time and again what the Israelites has gone through.
所以在这段经文当中呢，摩西他一再重复强调，以色列人他们经历了什么样的事情。
And then he emphasized that their kids actually have not seen it.
然后他也强调他们的孩以色列的这些以色列的孩子，他们没有经历过这些事情。
That generation of Israelites themselves are the one who were freed from slavery, who escaped from one of the most powerful country on earth.
他们的儿女是那一代的人。所以这一代的以色列人呢，他们是经历过怎么样从当奴隶的身份释放出来，怎么样从埃及法老王的手中逃出来。
In contrast to their children who have not seen God, their own generation has experienced God firsthand.
所以跟他们的儿女这些没有亲自经历神的这些儿女相较之下呢，这些以色列人他们是亲自经历过神。
This passage tells us an important message today.
所以今天这个经文对我们来讲也很重要。
We have come to Christ and experienced God's grace in our lives.
我们在自己的生命当中，我们认识神也亲自经历过神。
So before we tell our kids where to go, we should follow God ourselves.
所以当我们在告诉我们的儿女要怎么样行当行的道的时候，自己就应该要行当行的道。
Unless we follow God, we don't know where to go.
我们如果不跟从神，就不知道要往哪里去。
Unless we know where to go, we would be like the blind leading the blind.
我们如果自己都不知道要往哪里走的话，就像瞎子领瞎子一样。
Ephesians, when Ephesians tells us fathers how to educate their kids, our kids, it says the following.
当在以弗所书当中说怎么样教导儿女的时候，他这样说。
It says, fathers do not exasperate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
他说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
That would has big influence on our kids.
因为这样子呢，对我们的孩子的影响是很大的。
So several weeks ago, Pastor Shu talked about the story, the Bible story where 10 lepers got healed by Jesus, and only one came back to thank him.
几个礼拜之前，徐牧师讲到圣经里面一个故事，说十个大麻风的人都得到医治了，但是只有一个回来感谢神。
So Pastor Shu went on to talk about some potential reasons why the other nine did not return to Jesus.
所以徐牧师他就提到了几个可能的原因，为什么是其他九个人没有回来感谢耶稣。
Maybe these nine were threatened by the Pharisees.
这些人可能被法利赛人所威胁了。
Maybe they weren't sure that it was Jesus who healed them.
或者这九个人他们不确定是不是耶稣医治他们了呢。
Or maybe they were too busy celebrating their newfound healthy life.
或者是呢，他们忙着庆祝自己的身体得到医治了。
That night, we asked our kids, why do you think that these lepers did not go back to thank Jesus?
所以当天晚上我就问我的孩子，为什么这九个人没有回来感谢耶稣呢？
They gave an interesting answer.
那孩子呢，给我一个有趣的答案。
They say, well, maybe their parents didn't teach them how to be thankful.
他说，说不定是因为他父母没有教导他们要有一个感谢的心。
Indeed, that may be the case. If we are taught to be thankful, then we may remain thankful in many situations.
所以这可能是真实的，因为如果我们受到教导，知道要怎么样有一个感谢的心，我们就会常常感谢。
If we are thankful, we may, you know, have retained this habit till become adult.
所以当你们是孩子的时候就明白要感谢，那当我们长大的时候也会明白怎么感谢。
So the desired result is that even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
所以我们的目标是呢，当他们到老也不偏离。
There is actually a limited time to influence our children.
对父母来说呢，要对孩子有一些影响的时间是很短暂。
To help them to make the right choice.Till they are old.
去帮助他们甚至在年老的时候呢，也能够做正确的选择。
In economics, there is something called overlapping generation model.
所以在这个经济学里面呢，就有一个这样的名词叫做 overlapping 什么什么 model, generation model.
So basically, the first line is our lifespan.
所以第一条线呢是父母的生命的期限。
We live and we die.
出生然后那个死亡。
At some point we have kids.
在其中一个部分就会开有孩
子。So the second line is our kids' lifespan.
第二条线呢就是孩子的生命的长度。
They live and they die.
他们也是出生然后最后死亡。
There's only some period of overlap.
所以中间有这个重复的部分有相较对相关的部分呢是一段。
If we have 70 years of life,
如果你有七十年的寿命的话
，We have kids when we are 30。
你差不多三十岁有孩子
，Then we have all about 40 years of overlap。
所以你差不多跟孩子呢有四十年是在一块。
And out of this time, we only really have their attention for the first 12 to 18 years。
但是在这四十年当中呢，你真正对他们有影响的，可能就是在前十二到十六年当中，
十八年，
十八年，十二。
Before they go to college。
就是在他们上大学之前。
So our times with kids are very precious.
所以我们跟孩子在一块的时间是非常宝贵的。
The goal is not to create a perfect resume when they are young, so that they get into the best college.
所以呢，我们的目标不是说在他们孩子小的时候就一样一样的建立他们的这个履历表，让他们可以去进入最好的大学。
Because even at the best college, many smart students may be smart, but they are still lost.
因为呢，就算是在最好的大学当中，有很多最聪明的孩子，他们虽然很聪明，但是呢，还是迷失了。
And there are many broken lives.
那在这个校园当中，有许多这个破碎的生命。
Yeah, and I saw that among students and among friends and so on.
那我自己亲自在校园当中，在朋友当中也看到很多。
Instead, our goal is to let them live a Christian way of life.
但是我们的目标是要帮助他们，所以他们可以过基督徒的生活。
So that they have a sense of purpose, even when they grow old, they will continue to live the same way.
所以他们对生命有一个目标，即使他们到老，他们也是有一个目标。
Now, you know, what does it mean for them to grow old?
对孩子来说，他们年老是什么意思呢？
My dad is 83 years old.
我父亲83岁。
He lives in Toronto. I recently visited him.
他住在多伦多，我最近去看过他。
I look at some old photos and look back at my dad's life.
我看了一些旧照片，就想我父亲他的一生，回顾他的一生。
And I saw a very different world.
我看了是非常不同的世界。
So 70 years ago, it was 1942.
70年前呢，是1942年。
China was entering the Second World War.
中国进入了二次世界大战。
Then the Civil War.
然后是内战。
Cultural Revolution.
文化大革命。
Open Door Policy.
门户开放政策。
And the prosperity and the rapid modernization and internationalization.
接下来是这个繁荣这个经济的成长跟国际化。
In the U.S., we similarly went through the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
那在美国也是一样，过了这个40年代，50、60、70、80、90年代
，until the 2000s，
一直到2000年。
We went through all the wars, the Second World War, the Vietnam War, the the subsequent Gulf War, and the current war。
所以在美国呢，也经历了二次世界大战、越战。这个波斯湾的战争，还有现在所参与的几个战争。
We went through technology boom, personal computer, cell phone, tablet, iPhone.
我们经历了这个科技的成长，也开始了有个人电脑，有手机。
My dad went through all that.
我父亲是度过了这一整个这个时段。
Got born in an agricultural village in China.
他出生的时候呢，是在中国的一个农村里面。
Stopped his education after just a few years of elementary school.
他小学毕业没多久，他就不能再上学了。
Walked a month and a half to Hong Kong.
他用徒步走到香港，要逃离中国。
And then worked to support himself as a teenager.
他在青少年的时候就开始自己独立赚钱。养活自己。
He became a tailor and a businessman, and later immigrated, and much later immigrated to Canada.
他成为一个裁缝，接下来做生意，然后在他再晚一点之后呢，他就移民去加拿大。
Now, with medical technology improving, our kids probably will live through 70 years from now.
所以我们现在医学这么发达，我们的孩子可能从现在一直到70年之后，可能还是活着。
So 70 years later, it will be 2082.
所以70年之后呢，是2082年。
We don't exactly know what the future looks like.
我们不知道，完全知道未来是什么样子呢？
Will there be a third world war broken out in the Middle East or Asia?
会有第三次的世界大战吗？
New scientific revolution?
再一次的科技革命吗？
Will there be cloned human?
会有那个克隆人吗？
Will robots take over our manual task?
机器人会做所有的这个手工能做劳力的工作吗？
So our kids will be living through all this.
我们的孩子呢，会经历这所有的这一切。
In all these situations, our kids will be making choices.
所以在这些各样的状况当中，我们的孩子都需要做决定。
Now, no knowledge will last forever.
所以没有什么样的知识呢，是永远有用的。
skills that were useful no longer be useful in the future.
在啊，现在很有用的这些技能呢，以后可能都没有用。
Do you recognize this?
你知道这是什么吗
？This is abacus.
这是一个算盘。
My dad actually spent a lot of time learning this when he was young.
我父亲小时候呢，花很多时间学习算盘。
And they actually use it in the shop.
他在他开店的时候，他就用这个。
Nobody uses it now.
现在没有人用这个东西了。
You may be hard pressed to find one.
你要找都找不到。
It also is used to be important to type correctly and accurately.
啊，以前呢，这个打字精确是很重要的。
Now we have spell check.
现在那个电脑自动帮你检查。
So many kids nowadays are learning very many different skills.
现在的孩子呢，学了很多不同的技能
，like math, science, gymnastics, foreign language, piano, dancing.
啊，像学数学、学科学、啊、体操、啊、外语、弹钢琴，还有学跳舞。
Parents are extremely busy.
啊，这个父母呢非常忙碌。
As drivers.
因为像当司机一样。
Recently, we were considering whether to let Jake and our 9-year-old take violin lessons.
那最近我们在家里就在考虑要不要让我们的九岁的孩子学习小提琴。
Because she learned at school some violin lessons already, but she never like the teacher wasn't very good, so she didn't have very good posture.
啊，那他在学校已经有学习了，但是因为老师啊不是非常注意，所以他的一些姿势不是很正确。
So we heard of a very good violin school.
所以我们知道有一个非常好的教小提琴的学校。
But it required 2 lessons per week.
但是呢，一星期要上两次课。
One on Saturday morning.
啊，一个还是在星期六早上。
We decided that we would just give up.
我们决定就不去了。
I think having some weekend time, family time to rest, is probably more important than she playing piano, playing violin really well.
因为在星期六如果能够有家庭的时间休息的时间，可能是比他去上小提琴课，小提琴拉得非常好，还要重要。
Is anybody's guess whether any of the skills will be useful in the future?
那大家可以猜猜以上的这几个啊，这个技能是哪一个对未来最有用？
Well, in my case, I plan to let my kids learn three things.
对我来讲呢，我要让我的孩子学三样东西。
They have to learn computer programming.
必须要学电脑程式设计。
They have to know robotics.
他必须要知道这个机器人的这个哈，是不是？好。
They also need to learn outdoor survival skills.
还要学习野外求生的技能。
Because in case the robots rule over the world.
所以呢，就如果呢，以后这个机器人它统治了全世界
，like in the Terminator series，
好像这个 Terminator 这样子。
I hope my kids will be able to survive outdoor。
我希望我的孩子在野外能够求生。
And they can lead the human revolution against the robotics。
那他们可以在领导全人类，能够反抗推翻机器人的统治。
But one thing, joking aside, one thing we know for sure is that there is one thing that will serve them for life。
但是啊，这是开玩笑，但是呢。我知道有一个东西对他们一生都有用，
也不是完全开玩笑 ，But anyway，
但是那可不是一个 joke。
Psalm says that your word is a lamp for my feet and a light onto my path。
诗篇说你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Only by following God can they adjust to the world。And make the right choice.
他们只有依靠神，才能够在这次世界当中能够调整他们的脚步，选做正确的选择。
And have good character.
然后有好的性品格。
That's why in the following verses in Deuteronomy 11, through Moses, God says, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds."
所以呢，神透过摩西在《生命记》十一章这样说：“你们要将我这话存在心内，留在意中。”
Tie them as symbols in your hand, on your hands, and bind them on your forehead.
系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
So God is saying that let His word be in our hearts, in our mind, on our hand, on our forehead.
所以神说要把他的话呢放在心中，在意中，在手上，在额上。
And then furthermore.He says, teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
所以教训你的儿女，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gate.
又要写在房屋的门框上，并城门上。
So that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord swore to give your ancestors.
使你们和你们子孙的日子在耶和华向你们起列祖起誓应许他们地上得以增多。
In other words, we have to seize every opportunity to share with our children the gospel and our God's message.
也就是说，我们要找各样的机会，能够跟我们的孩子分享神的话语。
The key is to reinforce these constantly using all means so that our kids don't forget even when they are old.
目标呢，就是在用各样的方式把这些话语都传递给他们，所以他们可以留在心上，到老也不忘记。
This year we enrolled our 9-year-old and a 7-year-old daughter and son into a Thursday night Olympian class, which is a Bible class in an American church.
在从今年开始呢，我们把我们的孩子九岁跟七岁孩子在星期四的晚上，让他们参加这个 Olympian, 是一个圣经教导的儿童的课程。
It's in Tabernacle Church in downtown.
这个是在Ithaca downtown 一个Tabernacle Church.
It does take up our Thursday night, but we have very good experience of the program.
那在星期四晚上呢，就时间就占据了，但是对孩子来讲非常有意义。
Linnea is there also.
Pastor Paul 的女儿 Linnea 也是参加这个课程。
The Olympians basically involve the pastor preaching to the little children how to live out their Christian lives.
所以这个 Olympian 它是中间有几个活动，其中一呢就是牧师有讯息教导。
And then the children are encouraged to do daily devotional exercises, memorize scriptures, perform some Christian service. And sometimes invite other friends.
那孩子们呢也受到教导，必须要学习每天要有读经跟这个灵修的时间。他们也必须要背诵经文，还有邀请其他孩子一起来参加这个课程。
Similar but more famous programs like Awana has been in place for much longer.
那有一个很类似，其实是更为人知的，是叫做 Awana。它呢这个历史更悠久。
According to Awana's research, over half of church-going teens abandon their faith after high school.
那对Awana 自己做了一个研究，他们发现呢，超过一半的青少年在高中之后，他们就不再来教会了。
But then the research shows that kids who attend the Awana program regularly when they were kids are much more likely to profess their faith in Christ and to stay in church when they are adults.
那这个在他们这个研究当中也显示，那如果在孩童的时候呢，就能够经常的固定的参加瓦纳的活动的时候，当他们大的时候，他们就更多会信主，然后在校园当中也继续在主内有服事。
Somehow God's words are like seeds in their hearts.
所以神的话语就好像种子在他们心中。
And it grow.
会长，会成长。
Also our church has a Bible readathon.
我们自己的教会也有读经运动。
And we encourage our kids to join.
我们也鼓励我们的孩子参加。
So now every day, after our kids come home, they know they first have to do Olympians homework, and then they have to do the Bible readathon.
所以当孩子每天下课回来之后，第一个要做的就是要写这个 Olympian 的作业，然后要读经。
It's okay because they don't really have that much homework anyway.
那对他们来讲压力不是很大，因为学校没什么功课。
And years ago, before Mavis and I were married,
在很久以前啊，当我跟我太太结婚之前
we sat in a sermon in Boston where a pastor encouraged us to read a verse of Proverbs to our children every day.
那我们在一个主日当中听了一个牧师的讯息，说在每天晚上的时候跟你的孩子分享箴言。
So he noted that his son actually responded very well and really could tell right from wrong after a while.
那他知道他自己的儿子是这样子教育，那儿子呢对于辨别是非非常非常好。
So in the last couple of years, I started to read the Proverbs to my kids when I put them to bed.
所以在过去一两年，我也开始在晚上他们临睡之前，我就跟我的孩子读一节箴言。
Proverbs contain a lot of wisdom, and each verse requires some explanation.
所以箴言呢有许多的智慧在当中，任何一节经文都有需要很多解释。
There are 31 chapters in Proverbs and about 30 verses per chapter.
箴言有31章，每一章差不多有30节。
If I read one verse to the our children every day. Over the course of a month, I'll finish one chapter.
所以如果我一天读一节的话，我差不多一个月读完一章。
In about 2.5 years, I'll finish Proverbs.
所以说两年半才会完成一次的箴言。
It actually takes a while.
所以这是花时间的。
So it's good to start early.
所以你要要开始就提早开始。
And a few weeks ago, Princeton Christian Church Pastor Philip Liu came to share the gospel.
几个星期之前，普林斯顿华人基督教会刘明辉牧师来我们这边讲道。
And in a co-workers meeting, he talked about his vision for children's Sunday school for his church.
所以在跟同工开会见面的时候呢，他就分享了他对儿童主日学的意向。
He said the vision was simple for him.
他说意向是非常简单的。
The goal is basically three stage.
所以呢，这个目标呢就是三个阶段。
For elementary school children, the goal is to help them come to faith in Christ.
所以对于小学生来讲呢，目标就是帮助他们能够信主。
For junior high school students, for them to be discipled, and to become knowledgeable in faith and to integrate their faith in their lives.
所以对于中学生来讲呢，就是要让他们受门徒的训练，所以呢，在他们生命当中跟他们个人能够熟悉圣经，并且在生命当中有基督的样式。
And by the time they go to high school, the children should be serving actively.
所以在高中的时候呢，他们必须要积极的参与侍奉。
Their peers and also other younger children.
侍奉他们的同侪，也侍奉了更小的孩子。
That way, when they go to college, they have experience leading Bible study, leading worship, and helping.Other people around them.
所以当他们进入大学的时候呢，他们已经有许多的经验在这个带领查经，帮助他们同侪，还帮助其他更小的孩子。
They will serve as leaders and co-workers and help to fulfill the needs rather than have a lot of needs rather than present needs to those around them.
所以当他们进入大学的时候呢，他们已经是准备好可以帮助身边的人，而不是成为需要身边的人帮助。
Our children today have a lot of opportunity to expand God's kingdom in the U.S. and also in Asia and other parts of the world.
所以现在这个世代的孩子呢，他们在美国跟全世界各地呢，在他们成长的时候是有很多的机会可以分享福音的。
When Israelites move into Canaan, they have been strangers in a foreign land.
所以当以色列人进入迦南地的时候呢，他们是在一个外国的土地上的，就是他们是外国人。
The Canaanites were stronger and more numerous than they were.
那迦南人呢是更强大而且更多。
And the Israelites faced the risk of mass killing and or assimilation.
这个所以以色列人呢，他们进入迦南地的时候，要么呢可以会有一些危险，他们可能会被屠杀，或者是呢，他们必须要被同化。
Yet God promises them that if they listen to God's command and teach their kids, their descendants will be strong and they will live long and they will drive out the Canaanites.
但是神给他们的应许是说，如果他们遵守神的话语的话，而且把神的话语教导给他们孩子的话，他们会强大，而且会把迦南人赶出去。
So verse 22 says, if you carefully observe all these commands I'm giving you to follow and to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you.
所以神说，你们若留意谨守遵行我所吩咐这一切的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，行他的道，专靠他，他必从你们面前赶出这一切国民，就是比你们更大更强的国民，你们也要得他们的地。
Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon.And from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. So today Christians can also influence the society around them.
那圣经里面继续说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地都被归你们，使旷野和黎巴嫩并幼发拉底大河直到西海都要做你们的境界。
There was a recent example. Our church actually don't celebrate Halloween.
我们知道呢，我们在世界上是可以有影响的。那有一个例子呢，就知道说，在我们自己的教会是不参与那个万圣节的活动。
But our kids actually has a Halloween parade in the elementary school.
所以在这个公立的小学里面呢，都有这个万圣节的游行。
And kids will dress up like ghosts and vampires with blood on their face and go to school and then have parades during school year.
那小孩子呢，他们就穿着一些奇装异服，有些扮成像鬼啊、死人啊、有些血啊什么，就在参加这个游行。
So in previous years, we used to just not go to school that day.
在前几年呢，我们就让孩子那天就不上学。
So I was quite impressed that last year the principal decided to stop the Halloween parade during school day because more than 30 parents decided to withdraw their kids.
去年呢，学校的校长就决定要取消万圣节的游行，因为在学校当中有30个以上的家庭决定不要参加。
And many of them are people of faith.
许多人就是都是基督徒。
So we can influence the society around us.
所以我们对我们的身边的社会是有影响力的。
So the next generation of American-born Chinese are more educated and affluent and have more children and have more Christian knowledge than our generations do.
我们下一代的在美国出生的这些中国人呢，他们是他们的收入是比一般的美国人更高，教育是更好，所以对于这个社会的影响力更大。
Asians are increasingly playing an important role in the U.S. society.
所以亚洲人或是中国人在这个美国的社会当中呢的的角色是越来越重要。
In many college campuses, I have noticed for many years now that many fellowships are predominantly occupied by Asians.
在许多校园当中呢，我们知道校园的团契里面很多绝大部分都是东方人或中国人。
I was not very surprised when I found this book that talked about this phenomena on campuses.
所以当我在看这本书的时候呢，我一点都不惊讶，他在当中呢谈到这个亚洲人在校园当中的影响。
So this is a professor in Pepperdine University in California, and her name is Rebecca Lee, and she.Her research shows that amount of 50 Christian groups at UC Berkeley, 80% of them were Asians.
所以呢，这个在 Pepperdine University 是加州一个大学的一个教授 Rebecca Lee， 他做了一个研究，他发现呢，在伯克莱大学当中，在校园当中有50个基督徒的这个组织，那其中呢80%以上都是亚洲人。
Same percentage for UCLA.
这个比例是一样，在 UCL 的比例也是这样。
At Harvard, Yale, the percentage is like 70% and 90% Asians.
在哈佛大学、耶鲁大学这些校园的基督徒团契呢，70%跟90%都是亚洲人。
At many other schools, including Cornell, is hovering around 80%.
在许多的学校，包括康奈尔大学呢，这个比例是差不多80个百分比。
So, Asians are influencing our friends in college, and when Asians students move into different parts of society, they can influence the broader American culture.
所以我们知道亚洲的学生在校园当中呢，对身边的朋友是有很多影响力的。当这些孩子毕业了，他们到社会当中的时候，对他们身边在社会上身边的朋友也有很多的影响力。
When I Google sort of prominent Asian American Christian, it turns out that it's Jeremy Lin.
所以当我 Google 在讲说最有影响力的亚洲美国人是哪一个，结果是 Jeremy Lin.
He's pretty young.
他很年轻。
But you know, as Asians became enter into different parts of society, they carry their influence with them, and their bring along their Christian influence on their friends.
所以当亚洲籍的基督徒在社会上不同的岗位上的时候呢，他们就有不同的影响力，他们也可以以基督徒的身份对他们身边的朋友做影响。
For those of us who choose to move back to Asia or China,
当然在我们当中可能有一些人他们选择是要回到亚洲或者回去中国。
The sea turtle,
当海龟。
I'm making a big difference in the mainland.
所以这些海龟他们在中国呢是有很大的影响力。
And as they teach their children to follow Christian teaching,
让他们教导他们的孩子做基督徒的时候
to be brought up in Christ and to have honest value.
所以他们让这些孩子过基督徒的生活，也教导他们诚实。
They would also have big influence to those around them.
所以这些孩子呢，对身边的人也有很大的影响力。
Finally, let me close by sharing one example for by our Philadelphia's pastor.
最后呢，总结论的时候，我想要跟大家分享我们在费城的时候认识的一对牧师跟师母。
We went to their church for a couple of years.
我们参加这个教会的主日崇拜。
The family has one son and one daughter. The pastor's son was sick and weak when he was young. Pastor's wife spent a lot of time nurturing him into healthy living.
这个牧师师母呢，他们有两个孩子，一个儿子一个女儿。这个儿子在小的时候呢，体弱多病，所以师母花了很多的心血在照顾这个儿子的身体。
As he grew up, he was discovered to be kind of like a genius.
当他在成长的时候呢，他就被发现有非常的是天才。
His math and verbal skills were way past his classmates, and he was so bored in class that he would become disruptive.
那他呢的语言跟他的数学呢，对于他的同才来讲是程度高太多了，所以他在上学的时候他觉得很无聊，常常呢就会捣蛋。
Pastor and his wife decided to move him to a school district where he would be allowed to skip grades.
所以牧师的师母就决定要搬家到一个地方，到这个学区呢，让这个学校它是可以让孩子跳级的。
And he skipped two grades.
所以这孩子跳了两班，跳了两级。
So at 15, he went to a local college.
他15岁就上大学了。
So while educating the son, the pastor and his wife kept a close eye on his character.
那这当在教养这个他的儿子的时候呢，他们也很注意他品格的培养。
Because his son was so proud, because he was so talented in everything, especially in piano, he became very proud.
那这个儿子呢，在弹钢琴也非常的有天分。那但是呢，他也非常骄傲。
He won a lot of competitions.
他赢了许多的奖。
And pastor's wife decided to enroll him in competition that he could not possibly win.
所以呢，师母就决定呢，只让他参加他一定会输的那些比赛。
And eventually just withdrew him from competitions altogether so that he could not win.
所以最后呢，干脆就不参加比赛了，这样子呢，他永远就不会赢。
And later on, she even asked the teacher not to teach him classical music anymore, but instead help him focus on skills that would be more effective in becoming a pianist at church.
那最后呢，师母决定到一定的程度了，就不让他继续学习这个古典音乐的路线，而反而让老师教导他怎么样学习一些能够在教会当中侍奉音乐的这些技巧。
Because the most important goal of learning piano to them is to serve God.
因为对他们来讲，他们的儿子学习钢琴是希望能够侍奉神。
Their son eventually graduated from college at the age of 19.
所以儿子呢，19岁就大学毕业。
Even though he had good opportunities to enter some excellent graduate schools.
那这个儿子呢，他的成绩非常优异，他可以自由的选择要去上这个优异的大学。
研究院。He decided to receive seminary training and serve God through full time.
但是他儿子决定要全职侍奉神，所以进入了神学院。
He continued to serve at church while doing seminary training and decided to even take Mandarin.So that he could lead Mandarin Bible study.
那他们的儿子也在学，在神学院当中也继续在教会当中侍奉，甚至于他的自学中文，所以他能够用中文来带领查经。
His Bible study was small group was actually by far the most popular one among the fellowships in that church.
所以在他们教会当中，这个牧师儿子带领的这个查经班、查经的小组。是在教会当中是最受欢迎的小组。
Since he was very talented and was a very good Bible teacher.
因为他实在是很有天分，他也教导圣经非常的教导非常好。
Now to be sure, not everyone should become a full-time minister.
但是我们知道，其实不是每一个人都一定要全职侍奉神。
In fact, this pastor's son is not necessarily a model son of a typical Chinese parent.
而且呢，这个牧师的这个儿子对许多典型的中国父母在他们的眼中呢，可能不是最棒的儿子。
Because he didn't go to the best college.
He
didn't choose the hottest major.
He didn't
become winners of competitions.
But at
a very young age, he was able to make the choice to lift up his entire life to serve the Lord.
That's
his most valuable asset that he decided to sacrifice.
就他最有价值, 他就知道他要牺牲他世上的东西,
This definitely has to do with his parents who started him off on the right way. He should go when he was young, and so he could maintain it even when he grew up.
所以这个, 跟他在小的时候, 他的父母就决定教导他, 然后教导他彰行的道, 所以他道路也不偏离。
To me, he makes good choice because his parents have taught him how to live a good Christian life.
对我来讲, 这个孩子, 做了很好的选择, 因为他的父母已经教导他怎么样做正确的决定。
Proverbs says, start children off on the way they should go in, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
所以真言说, 教养孩童, 使他走当行的道, 就是到老他也不偏离。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can hear your word.
亲爱的父神, 我们感谢你, 让我们有这个时间可以听你自己的话语。
Speak to us as it relates to every one of us in different ways.
按照你, 要赐给我们的话语, 求你就直接跟我们的心说话。
For those of us parents, help us to start our children on the right way.
身为父母的, 求你帮助他们能够在孩子小的时候就教导他们当行的道。
So that they can glorify you.
所以他们可以荣耀你。
For those of us who are involved in children ministry, help us to have this love for the children there.
对于一些在教导孩童有参与的童工来说, 求你赐给他们爱心, 所以他们可以好好的教导这些孩童。
For those of us who are in college or young, help us to walk your way until we are old.
所以对于这些还年轻, 还在读大学的年轻人来说, 求你教导他们, 所以他们可以知道他们当行的道, 就是道老也不偏离。
So that we would be determined to make choices according to way that pleases you.
教导我们能够, 按照, 能够讨你喜悦的方式来做决定。
Even as we walk into the unknown future.
即使是当我们到一个未知的未来的时候, 还是可以做讨你喜悦的决定。
We thank you, Lord, for you are our God and our guide.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 因为你是我们的神, 也是我们的, 道路。
We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们感谢你, 我们赞美你, 我们奉告主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.